A U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant is being accused of planning an act of domestic terrorism after an investigation found a large stockpile of weapons and ammunition at his home. Law enforcement also discovered what appeared to amount to a hit list targeting high-profile journalists and Democratic lawmakers, including Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, among others. Federal prosecutors allege the man self-identified as a white nationalist and spent hours researching ways to carry out large-scale attacks and reading manifestos of other terrorists, even on his work computer. Our next guest is here with the latest. Dan Lamothe is a national security reporter for The Washington Post. Dan, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
We'll give a little bit of the basics there. Dan, can you flesh out the case a little more for us? What do we know?
So this investigation began last fall. The Coast Guard has some systems in place where they monitor for potential insider threats. And it appears that some computer internet searches that this individual, Christopher Hassan, was running on his work computer sent up some red flags. And from there, they launched an investigation, started looking into kind of what he'd been doing. At this point, we have charges that range from some purchasing of weapons that were outside the bounds, apparently, and also some drug charges, specifically the alleged purchase of steroids. The government is still looking at potential additional charges that would be more on the terrorism side of things.
And do we have an idea of a timeline and when further charges might be coming?
Right now, we have a 14-day window that was set up in federal court in Maryland yesterday. He will be held for the next 14 days. Assumably, by the end of that time frame, we would be looking at potential charges.
And the white nationalist angle there, what kind of things did prosecutors reveal that they had found out?
Specifically, he came right out in a number of letters and emails proclaiming himself as a white nationalist. He particularly was interested in the writings of Anders Breivik, who was a terrorist who killed 77 people in Norway a few years ago, and was some of his writings, he basically suggested that he had been keeping a low profile, and he had also been developing a target list. How serious he was about that, I think, is still unclear at this point.
Can you tell us a little more about the names, the kinds of people on that target list?
Yes. I mean, they're names that a good deal of your listeners would be familiar with, ranging from people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, some CNN personalities, some other member of Congress. They were all Democrats, for the most part, on the lawmaker side and then members of the media.
Talking to Dan Lamothe from the Washington Post. He's a national security reporter there, talking about Christopher Hassan, the Coast Guard lieutenant, arrested, accused of apparently plotting white nationalist attacks. But Dan, as you said, it's not clear if there was a specific plan in place to make attacks, right?
Right. Where we are in this situation is, in so many cases, we often hear about attacks after they've occurred, and there are all these red flags, and, you know, why wasn't this caught earlier, and that kind of thing. In this case, they appear to have caught things that were troubling, but, you know, how far down the road we were and whether or not something actually would have happened is obviously an uncertain.
And you mentioned the case of Anders Breivik from Norway, who had made the attacks there. It appears that Christopher Hassan had read his manifesto and was apparently using some of the methodology, including taking drugs that the Norwegian terrorist had recommended. Can you talk about that part of the story?
Specifically, he was interested in steroids. Prosecutors had said that he had purchased them on a number of occasions. On at least one occasion, they were sent to a hotel room in Mississippi, which is interesting in this case because as a Coast Guard officer involved with the development of the Coast Guard's national security cutter, he was likely traveling to Mississippi in order to visit shipyards.
Now, one point of concern some people have been raising beyond this story itself is concern about the military's screening of white nationalists, potential terrorists. He had been, he's currently a Coast Guard officer. He had also been a Marine previously, worked in Army National Guards in a couple of states, if I recall correctly. Can you talk about that point of concern?
It's a very difficult nut to crack for the military. They screen for troubling ties, be it regular street gang ties or white nationalist ties, in a number of ways. The most specific one is what tattoos do you have as you are presenting yourself as a potential recruit. But if you're not professing anything coming in the door and you don't appear to be someone who has these sort of ideologies, it's very hard to suss out if you don't have a criminal record. I mean, there are only, you know, it's difficult to find these people before they do anything troubling.
Was there any indication that he was affiliated with any kind of white nationalist organizations?
Nothing specific other than the ideology seemed to have caught his interest. I don't recall seeing that he had joined any specific groups or anything like that in the filing. It was more that this seemed to be attractive to him.
What have we heard from Hassan's attorneys in court so far?
Largely, they are billing this as sort of an overblown, exaggerated set of allegations, particularly on the side of what his motives might have been or what he might have been planning to do next.
And you mentioned that the investigation goes back some months, I think you said, till last fall. Did prosecutors give any indication of why they acted this week?
No, nothing specifically other than they felt that they finally had enough there to go forward. It is yet to be determined whether or not there was any trigger that would have prompted them to go now as opposed to continue to wait and gather information. Both the FBI and the Coast Guard Investigative Service were involved.
And in addition to firearms and a potential firearm attack, I believe some of his communications or notes indicated that he was interested in some kind of biological weapons attack. Were there mentions of that?
There were. I mean, and it was mostly, you know, it was sort of all these different ways that he might, that he was dreaming or interested in harming people or causing violence in order to further a specific end. One of the quotes in there was, "I am dreaming of a way to kill almost every last person on Earth."
Have we seen much in the way of reaction in national politics from the White House or Congress to this case?
The president actually weighed in this afternoon, and he sort of drew a distinction. I mean, he was surprised and seemingly troubled by what he saw in this case. He was then asked if his own previous remarks aimed at some of these same individuals had in any way caused this or been tied to it, and he said that he thought he had basically spoken very nicely.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Dan, what details are you watching for next in this story?
I think there are two threads at the pole. One are the specifics of how far down the road or not was any kind of attack, whether or not that is more circumstantial and more something that they were concerned about, but there wasn't anything concrete. The second piece of this is that there's the many layered onion of how white nationalism finds its way into the military, how much of a problem or not that it is. It tends to present itself in sort of these individual cases. You may recall another one where there was a Marine involved in all the ugliness in Charlottesville a couple years.
Dan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Dan Lamothe is a national security reporter at the Washington Post. He joined us today to give us the latest on an alleged domestic terrorism plot planned by a lieutenant in the U.S. Coast Guard.